President Trump's 2020 budget that was released by the White House Monday calls for a 12% cut in total funding to the Department of Health and Human Services. It includes nearly $300 million to, quote, defeat the HIV-AIDS epidemic in the United States. But funding for the program that fights HIV and AIDS overseas took a big hit. The U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, known as PEPFAR, was cut by about 22%. The president's budget is just a blueprint and will have to go through Congress. The Trump administration hopes to reduce the spread of HIV by 90% in the U.S. in a decade. A big part of the White House strategy is to get people into treatment quickly. Metro Atlanta is one of the country's HIV hotspots. Some groups there have been working to break down barriers that often keep the most vulnerable populations from getting care. Sam Whitehead from member station WABE reports.
Like any good millennial, Milan Randolph spends a lot of time on his phone. And when a little red notification bubble pops up, he likes to take care of it.
So if I see this, I'd be like, what's that in there? Then I go and I'm like, oh, I gotta take my medicine.
That medicine is called Biktarvy. Randolph takes it to reduce the amount of HIV in his blood. He tested positive for the virus in 2014 when he was in college.
I call HIV a mild inconvenience. If anything, I have to remember to take a pill every day, which, you know, often isn't really hard.
But that wasn't always the case. After he was diagnosed, it took Randolph an entire year to seek treatment for any number of reasons. For one, he didn't like the first questions he'd often get from providers.
Every time they would ask if I was gay, and that would always make me extremely uncomfortable because I had not yet accepted my sexuality, my identity.
Then, taking medication would mean accepting his HIV status, which was no small thing. Randolph also says he had trouble finding people to confide in.
I think we all need somebody, even if it's one person. And that first year, I had nobody. And it was really, really tough to fight that alone.
Enter Daniel Driffin. He's co-founder of a group called Thrive SS.
That's where we have invested interest, not only because we are Black gay men that went through the linkage process, but it's needed.
Thrive offers transportation and housing services. And Driffin says some 3,000 members across the Southeast turn to its online support group for advice on living with HIV. He pulls up a private Facebook page and reads a post about a specific drug.
I go back in 4 weeks to make sure it's working. Do anyone have any experiences on this pill? And literally 27 comments later, it's someone now reassured in the process.
Driffin says Thrive members also chat about bad experiences with healthcare providers.
I actively remember walking into medical appointments where my doctors did not look me in my eyes, did not talk to me, they talked at me. That's a turnoff.
He says one uncomfortable moment can be enough to keep someone from seeking care. Olivia Chelko works with Positive Impact Health Centers, a Metro Atlanta HIV clinic. She says staff there try not to waste chances to engage with patients.
If we're providing medical care but missing those opportunities, we're not going to be successful with that patient.
Getting people into treatment rapidly is a major strategy of the Trump administration's HIV plan. At Positive Impact, that starts with testing, which happens in a small set of rooms just off the lobby.
So, you know, we have our educational materials out here, our condoms. We do the INSTI test, so the result is immediate. And these are just the tests.
If a test comes back positive, you can see a physician and leave with a prescription the same day, all without leaving the clinic.
I mean, we try to make sure there isn't a single barrier that might be preventing you from not only seeking a test, to seeking treatment, to getting your meds filled, but also after that, when you get home, becoming compliant.
This one-stop-shop approach is crucial to curbing HIV transmission in the Southeast. Here, stigma, racism, and poverty still keep people from seeking immediate treatment, says Wendy Armstrong. She's with Emory University and runs the Grady HIV Clinic in Midtown Atlanta.
It's a really important strategy because it is a way, I think, to show that the healthcare system is investing in an individual and saying we care about your health and it is important to control your virus immediately.
It may have taken Milan Randolph a full year to seek treatment for his HIV, but he's glad he finally did.
I've decided to live, and I've decided that to do that, I would take this medication. I would go see a doctor because I want to help curtail the virus as it impacts my community and impacts my state and my city.
Public health officials want a lot more folks to get to that same place. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says close to 40,000 new people receive HIV diagnoses each year. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.